Well, here we are, the final chapter of Philippians.
Yes, chapter 4.
And it contains some absolute nuggets.
Oh, it's a beautiful chapter. It's great. Paul emphasizes rejoicing.
Yeah.
One of the great passages of the New Testament. Rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. One of the most often quoted parts of the Bible, isn't it?
Yeah, and here it is, this absolute nugget sitting in here in the context. It's funny, Paul, it's known as the letter of joy. Paul's in prison and he's dealing with very sad situation of strife and difficulty. And yet it's known as the letter of joy.
The letter of joy.
That's because joy is one of the answers. Imagine Paul like, this church is hopeless. We're not going anywhere.
That's right.
Take me now, Lord Jesus. No, it's not. Paul's attitude is not that. It's like, let's rejoice. And this is not the happiness of a man who's got everything going well. This is the joy that Paul is able to embrace. And you say, how could you have joy when there's strife? How could you have joy when you've got people trying to close you down the false workers? How could you have joy when you've got people in prison who are manipulating things to try and put you down?
Yeah.
How could you? And Paul's like, well, I'll tell you, that verse you just read, if anything's, you know, there's a peace that can come. And then it says in verse 8, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, all these good things, and I won't read it all out, you've got to meditate on these things. Paul says, you know what, these living in victory and joy isn't just going to happen. You've got to fix your mind in the right place.
Yes.
You've got to focus on things. You've got to carry things to God in prayer.
Yes.
You've got to pursue things. There are things you can do in order to enjoy the blessings and the favor. And then he talks about the reason that, one of the reasons that he sent the letter was, thank you so much for your gift. There's some amazing teaching in there about how Paul has learnt to not be looking at external supply, whether he has a lot in the bank or little in the bank. He says, you know what? My focus is on Jesus and his provision.
That's
and
right.
His enablement enables me to then, that's where I look to my source. That's where I look and I have that provision. And the amazing verse, he said, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory. He said to the Philippian church, because of your giving to me, he says, I am just believing that now there's an abundant supply coming back to you. Great teaching on giving and Paul's attitude towards finances to finish off this chapter.
And rejoicing in the Lord always, he says. So, as you said, he's in prison, but he's saying rejoice in the Lord always, on the mountain, in the valley, in every place in between.
Yeah,
don't stop rejoicing.
Philippians teaches us this is not about when things are going well. It's just about, doesn't matter, make this your right attitude, and then let's see what God can do.
Yeah.
Thanks. Let's read the last chapter.
Here we go. So then, my dear brothers, who I am longing to see, you who are my joy and my crown, stand fast in union with the Lord, dear friends. I entreat Yodia and I entreat Syntyche to live in harmony, in union with the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, my true comrade, to help them, remembering that they toil by my side in spreading the good news, and so too did Clement and my other fellow workers whose names are in the Book of Life. All joy be yours at all times in your union with the Lord. Again, I repeat, all joy be yours. Let your forbearing spirit be plain to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but under all circumstances, by prayer and entreaty, joined with thanksgiving, make your needs known to God. Then the peace of God, which is beyond all human understanding, will stand guard over your hearts and thoughts through your union with Christ Jesus. In conclusion, brothers, wherever you find anything true or honorable, righteous or pure, lovable or praiseworthy, or if virtue and honor have any meaning, there let your thoughts dwell. All that you learned and received and heard and saw in me, put into practice continually, and then God, the giver of peace, will be with you. It was a matter of great joy to me, as one in union with the Lord, that at length your interest in me had revived. The interest indeed you had, but not the opportunity. Do not think that I am saying this under the pressure of want, for I, however I am placed, have learned to be independent of circumstances. I know how to face humble circumstances and I know how to face prosperity. Into all and every human experience I have been initiated, into plenty and hunger, into prosperity and want. I can do everything in the strength of Him who makes me strong. Yet you have acted nobly in sharing my troubles, and you at Philippi know as well as I that in the early days of the good news, at the time when I had just left Macedonia, no church, with one exception of yourselves, had anything to do with me as far as giving and receiving are concerned. Indeed, even while I was still in Thessalonica, you sent more than once to relieve my wants. It is not that I am anxious for your gifts, but I am anxious to see the abundant return that will be placed to your account. I have enough of everything and to spare. My wants are fully satisfied, now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts which you sent me, the sweet fragrance of a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God, out of the greatness of his wealth, will in glory fully satisfy your every need through your union with Christ Jesus. To him, our God and Father, be ascribed all glory for ever and ever. Amen. Give my greeting to every one of the people of Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me send you their greetings. All Christ's people here, and especially those who belong to the Emperor's household, send theirs. May the blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ rest on your souls.